This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Both houses of federal parliament pass budget for upcoming fiscal year. Respective ministers respond to lawmakers' queries in course of deliberation on different topics under appropriation bill. Deputy Prime Minister Narayan Kajistrastha assures continuation of campaign for good governance. And key roads in Indian capital Delhi flooded as the water level in Yamuna River rises. Now the news in detail. Both houses of federal parliament have passed the budget presented by the government for the upcoming fiscal year 2080-81 Bikram Sampath. The meeting of the National Assembly yesterday passed the appropriation bill 2080 received from the House of Representatives with a majority of votes. In the meeting, Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Math presented a proposal for the passage of the Appropriation Bill 2080. The respective ministers responded to the queries raised in course of deliberation on different topics under the Appropriation Bill 2080 in the meeting. The House of Representatives had passed the budget for the upcoming fiscal year on the 28th of June. With the passes of the budget from the both houses, the way for the implementation of the budget has opened from the 17th of July. The government has decided to extend the tenure of the inquiry commission formed to resolve the issues of loan sharking victims by 3 months. Unveiling yesterday's cabinet meeting, government spokesperson and communication minister Rekha Sharma informed that the government extended the term of the commission by 3 months. The term of the commission is expiring on the 16th of July. The cabinet meeting also fixed the support price of coarse paddy at 3,098 rupees per quintal and 3,362 rupees per quintal of medium paddy. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kajistrastha has assured that the campaign for the good governance will not stop. Responding to the lawmakers' queries in yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly, Deputy Prime Minister stressed placed to intensify the measures aiming to promote good governance. The Home Minister acknowledged the support of the public and the Parliament in the government's efforts to strengthen good governance. Likewise, responding to the queries of the Upper House lawmakers, Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Math said the Ministry of Finance is consciously committed to minimizing the arrears he placed to maintain the overall fiscal discipline and stop the irregularities. The Finance Minister informed the Upper House of the Federal Parliament that money has been kept in the contingency fund to manage the required funds for emergency purposes and for spending on urgent works. Likewise, in yesterday's National Assembly meeting, Minister for Foreign Affairs, N.P. South, said the discussions were underway regarding the implementation of the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI project. Nepal and China signed an agreement on the BRI project in 2017-80. Foreign Affairs Minister South said a feasibility study of the Kerung-Kathmandu Railway and the inter-country power transmission line between the two countries is being carried out. Meanwhile, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma said two districts of each province would be developed as fully telecommunication districts in the upcoming fiscal year. Responding to the National Assembly lawmakers' queries, Minister Sharma shared that necessary infrastructures would be added to provide quality telecommunication services across the country. She added that the ministry was active to expand the telecommunication service as well as to improve its quality. Similarly, addressing the National Assembly meeting, Health Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet said the health ministry should claim all amounts of money collected as taxes from tobacco products. He also pledged to strictly implement the 7-point direction relating to the operation management of doctors and health workers. Likewise, in his address to the National Assembly meeting yesterday, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Aman Lal Modi shouted that the Federal Civil Service Act would be enacted soon. The minister said the government realized the need of bringing the act and was committed to making it happen soon. Minister Modi also urged not to doubt the government's commitment to promulgate the act. Meanwhile, Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Bedu-Ram Bhusal, yesterday said the National Dairy Development Board and the Cotton Development Committee would get a restructuring. In his response to the National Assembly lawmakers' queries yesterday, Minister Bhusal said although the two entities would be dissolved, the government would continue their function. The Supreme Court has ordered the concerned authority to produce Communications Secretary Krishna Bahadur Raut, who was arrested in the Lalitha Niwas land grab scam before the court within 24 hours. A single bench of Judge Dil Prasad Srestha passed the order following the preliminary hearing on the writ petition filed by Usha Karki on behalf of Secretary Raut. The Kathmandu police have arrested an absconding person in connection with the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. Spokesperson for the Kathmandu Valley Crime Investigation Office, SP Rabindra Regmi, said Keshav Tuladhar of Asan in Kathmandu was arrested yesterday from Sano Bharang in Kathmandu. So far, 19 people have been arrested in connection with the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC is going to administer the examination for a scholarship stipend to be provided in grade 11 on the 5th of coming August. Issuing a notice yesterday, the Education Department under the KMC opened the online application from yesterday to the 28th of July for the scholarship for the academic session 2080-81. The examinations for the scholarship would be conducted for science, management, humanities, education, law and technical subjects shared by the Education Department. You are listening to Radio Nepal AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Key roads in the Indian capital Delhi have been flooded as water from the Yamuna River has overflowed onto them. The water level of the river has been rising since Wednesday after it reached an all-time high mark in more than 45 years. Authorities have evacuated thousands from nearby low-lying areas and have diverted traffic from arterial roads. Northern India has witnessed record rainfall so far this monsoon season, which began in June, officials say. At least 88 people have died in Himachal Pradesh since rains began late last month, while nearby states like Punjab and Haryana have also been witnessing severe flooding. Authorities said on Thursday morning the water level of Yamuna had risen to 208.46 meters from 207.49 meters the previous day, the highest in 45 years. An unrelenting heat wave is scorching southwestern parts of the United States, with Arizona projected to see a record stretch of extreme hot weather. More than 115 people are under some form of heat warnings, the National Weather Service NWS said. Phoenix has experienced 13 days of temperatures of at least 43 degrees Celsius and is forecast to surpass its 18-day record of over 43 degrees Celsius heat next Tuesday. Many other cities are expected to soar above 38 degrees Celsius. In a warning issued on Thursday, the NWS said the heat wave will also hit states like Nevada, Oklahoma, Texas, and California. It expects rather oppressive heat of up to 46 degrees Celsius in some parts of the southern plains. Forecasters say overnight temperatures are expected to remain abnormally warm at around 30 degrees Celsius in some areas, offering little nighttime relief from the heat. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. And there are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Koshi province and Gandaki province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Both houses of federal parliament pass budget for upcoming fiscal year. Respective ministers respond to lawmakers' queries in course of deliberation on different topics on the appropriation bill. Deputy Prime Minister Narayan Kajistrastha assures continuation of campaign for good governance, and key roads in Indian capital Delhi flooded as water level in Yamuna River rises. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.